you'll like this book if you like
prom.
Like, it's similar. Yeah, they were just like, if you like balls. And by balls, I mean like dancing and prom.
Welcome back to another episode of Strong Municipal Libraries Podcast, All Books, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
All right, and Kathy is here to talk about Powerless, and I asked you nothing about this book before I scheduled this, so how about you fill us in?
Sure. So I'm going to talk about Powerless by Lauren Roberts. This was a Christmas gift to me, actually, from my Secret Santa. And I had no idea what it was about either.
They actually were able to get you a book that you hadn't read.
That I had not read. And they said that it was very difficult. It is a romantasy. It is a young adult romantasy.
Oh, okay.
So I'll put that out there that it's nothing too crazy. But yes, it was something that I hadn't read before. I had no idea what it was about. So I literally just picked it up and was like, okay, we'll see what this is about. Lauren Roberts, this is her debut novel.
Okay.
And it came out last year and it is all over the bookstagrams.
Okay.
Oh.
So how did you miss this one? Because I know you were.
I don't know. And it came out in January of last year. But it's barely like getting traction. Like probably within December, I started seeing a bunch of bookstagrams posting about it, which was like, oh, I got that as a Christmas gift. Let me go ahead and read it. Because it was also like, it has very good ratings, but the people that give it bad ratings just give it terrible ratings.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, just from my opinion, I really enjoyed this book. I gave it 5 stars just because if I enjoy something, I'm very easy. I'm just like 5 stars if I liked it.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have always felt like people look at me like I'm a monster. If I enjoy a book and it is okay, I give it 3 stars.
And see, if I don't like a book, then I'm a monster. And I'm just like,
this you're either end of the spectrum. You're a 1 star or a 5 star.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 star and I'll type something and I'll say.
And I'll type something.
This was poop. Yeah. And if I like it, then I'm just like, okay, 4 or 5 stars. I won't even write anything. That's just all I have to say. Good, nice comfort read. So just a general idea around this book so that y'all can kind of understand. It was very different compared to my other romanticies. So it is kind of like, you know, there's a king and there's castle settings, but there's so much going on in terms of like the magic and the setting. So in this kingdom, there are elites and there are ordinaries. And elites are people that have magic and ordinaries are people that don't. And so a couple of years way back when, the king basically ordered that anybody who was ordinary had to be killed because he only wants elites to exist in the world because he wants to
have. What's the percentage here? Are we talking like 5% elites or like 50-50?
No,
it seems like you wouldn't be very elite anymore if you killed off all the non-elites.
You'd be normal.
Just saying.
Right. And his idea is like, I just want to be this elite society where we're all powerful. And if you don't have magic, I don't want you breeding and bringing more non-magic into the world. So they're all ordered to be dead. And so his thought is, the king's thought is that there is 5% ordinaries. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Okay.
When realistically... It's more like there's like 30% in his kingdom
like, we're going to kill like a few thousand. Instead, it's like a few 10,000.
Yes, exactly. And they're all just laying low. And so there is this main character. Her name is Peyton, and she is an ordinary, and she's been faking her way through audits, I guess you can say.
Flash paper.
Yes.
Ooh, fire.
Ooh, yes.
Picturing like magician tricks.
Yeah. Well, really, so she says she's a psychic. So she's just gotten really good at like
reading
people in terms of like, so for example, she says like, you know, a guy comes up to her and is like, oh, like, tell me something about me. And she's just like, he has a little patch. He had a little patch on his knee from earlier in the day. You know, it's like he and his girlfriend are so excited. She's got a shiny new ring on her hand. You proposed this morning. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just proposed. That's crazy. You know, and so she tries to use her observations to prove that she is a magical being. Yeah. But really, she's in hiding. And she's also poor. And she's an orphan.
Can she read, though?
She can read. Yeah, yes.
She can read, guys.
She can read and she can fight. And she can also steal and pickpocket really well. Okay. So that's how she's been surviving.
She really is a magician. She's got the sleight of hand. She's got the mentalist thing.
Yes. And then the other main character is Kai, and he is the king's son. And he, as the king's son, he's the oldest, but he is not the heir because his dad has assigned him to basically be his like personal assassin to go out and do the duty of you know, getting rid of the ordinaries.
It's a lot for one man.
Yeah, it is. And that's like his kind of like his trauma. And so that's what he does. And a lot of people don't like him because they see him as, well, a lot of the secret ordinary people don't like him because he's kind of like the Grim Reaper. When he comes around, it's like he's going to kill somebody.
Does he agree with this assignment or he just has to do it?
I don't know if I should say.
Oh, okay. Spoilers.
I don't know if I should say. I won't say spoilers. Just know that it's like it happens, but he's conflicted. And okay. I guess you can kind of, you know.
Kind of one of those like, do I want to do a thing I don't agree with or do I want to die myself?
Right. Readers, my you can read and see why. And so those are the two main characters. And the way that they come to meet is that she pickpockets. And he gets into a situation kind of like a brawl whenever he's in what they call the slums, where a lot of the ordinaries are kind of like out in hiding. And she ends up kind of stepping in and saving him. And so now he knows who she is because he's just like, okay, that's the girl that saved me. So every year they have this game, this trial. It is basically the Hunger Games, mm-hmm. like the exact process, which I think that was a lot of people's biggest critique about this book is they were just like, I just read, you know, like, you know, we're kind of coming down from the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Yeah. And a lot of people did rereads and then they read that and they were just like, this felt like a repeat mm-hmm. of Hunger Games. I really enjoyed that aspect. I love books that have like trials and challenges and yeah. stuff like that. And so to me, this was great. And the aspect of it, it really is just like Hunger Games, but with lots of like cool, unique twists that the author put in. So Peyton ends up being selected to go into the trial. And what's interesting, what's kind of different from Hunger Games, is that all of the elite children, you know, they're not children, they are adults, also participate. And it's kind of set up to where one of the elites will win, and they kind of bring in a couple of other randoms just to be slaughtered, like, for fun.
Wow.
So, yeah. AKA, that would be Peyton, you know, because she's from the slums. And it's just like, just for funsies, you know, we bring in a couple of the people from the slums. And then the only problem is she doesn't actually have power. She's just been faking it. Well, all of these other people do. It might be like super strength. Kai's power is he can pull power. Like, you know, let's say Katie, your power is super strength. And Leslie's a mind reader. If Kai can like hone in and use, basically he's like a mirror, so he can like reflect that same power. So his power is very cool. And all she can do is just kind of say, ooh, I know you're something good's going to happen in your life. And just like Hunger Games, they have to go, they get picked up, you know, from where they're staying. They go to like this base that they keep them at. You have your stylist that, you know, style you in your gowns. They have the show, just like when I forget the guy's name from Hunger Games the host thing. They do that exactly where they kind of like talk about, you know, why they want to win this trial, what their powers are, and then they kind of show off their powers while they're up there. Yeah, so she has to like get up there and convince people that, you know, she's a psychic. What I thought was really unique about the trials is I was like, okay, how do you mix fantasy, you know, with Hunger Games, but make it fantasy? You know, because it's like in the fantasy world, it's like you're not going to have like, oh, the cameras and oh, the Bluetooth link and oh, the holographs. So the whole thing is run by, you know, everybody has like specific powers. So there's people that are called sights and they are the cameras because what they can do is with their eyes, they can reflect what they're seeing into other people's minds or just kind of like out in the open. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's literally these people
whose
running
job it
around.
Is to-
Yes, who are literally just running around the arena. So it's kind of funny because they're
blinking happen.
Yeah, it's like because they're like while they're going through their, you know, their challenge and they're just out there dying, there's a sight just standing, just staring at them. Or if they're kind of caught doing something a little bit shady, you know, just like in Hunger Games, like maybe a little PETA and Katniss moment, you know, then it's like you kind of look over and there's just been a sight just staring at you the whole time. Yes. And so I thought that aspect of like mm-hmm. of that was really cool. And it was like the characters aside from that is the other King's son whose name is Kit, not Ian. Katie.
Yeah, okay.
Katie and I had a conversation. I don't know if it happens to y'all, but like probably like 72 hours after reading a book, it's just like my memory's like wipe clean.
To make room for the next one.
Make room for the next one. And I forget the main characters' names. And so yeah. I was fully like, okay, there's Peyton, there's Kai, and there's Ian. There's no Ian in this book.
No one named Ian.
It's yeah. actually Kit, which is the other king's son. And he is expressing an interest in Peyton. And so is Kai. So that's kind of like another big thing is two princes, one little girl from the slums who is an ordinary that nobody knows mm-hmm. is an ordinary, and now the princes are expressing an interest in her, which can be a problem. And now, so that's yeah. kind of a general idea
are
of what
the princes
you can expect.
Participating in the games as well?
Only one.
Okay,
so the heir is not allowed to participate because he's the heir and they don't want to risk him.
It would seem kind of silly.
Yeah, they don't want to risk him dying, but the king is very adamant that Kai like absolutely needs to win this because he was like, it's going to be embarrassing that you as my assassin, if you get beat by anybody else, you know, yeah. in this trial. And then it's especially going to be even more embarrassing if Peyton, who her only like she has no physical abilities, it's all just made up mental abilities, is like over there outbeating these actual powerful people.
I just picture her being like, you can't beat me, you're a Libra.
And there's also a difference like between like with these trials and kind of like in comparison to Hunger Games is their goal isn't exactly to kill each other. So it's like so the trial goes by rounds. So your job is to make it from like point A to point B.
Okay.
If you make it to point
more
B.
More of a deadly obstacle
yes,
course.
Yes, a deadly obstacle. Exactly. Okay. If you make it to the end of the obstacle course, you're good. But, you know, in the games, they do kind of throw things. They're just kind of like, okay, there's five flags and there's six of you.
Okay.
So, you know, if you don't have a flag, you're eliminated from the game. And so they kind of like set you up to where it's like, yeah, I'm probably going to want to get rid of you for a flag. So they do condone violence.
Does she have to resort to teaming up with somebody with her powerless self or...
So like I keep comparing it to Hunger Games because it's just very, it ties in really well. Yes. So like most trials, you kind of have to, you know, partner up, and partnerships do start forming within the game. And you see that kind of amongst all of them, that they all start forming alliances. And so she does form an alliance with Kai, mm-hmm. which is to her advantage because he can kind of pull from all of these different powers.
Yeah.
And since he also sort of fancies her, then it's kind of like, okay, you know, at the end of the day, she's like, this person is going to protect me from all of these other powerful people. But at the same time, you know, she has to kind of keep the ruse up of, mm-hmm. yes, you know, I'm an elite because he's literally...
I definitely am.
Ordinary's Grim Reaper. So if mm-hmm. he were to find out, that would be a huge issue.
Yeah.
So that aspect is really interesting too, to, you know, see the alliances. And then also, like, you know, I've mentioned both princes have kind of shared an interest, and they're kind of both brothers are kind of aware of it. So it's just interesting to see, you know, it's like there's an alliance, but at the same time, it's like conflicting thoughts, and it's dual point of view. So you get Kai's point of view and Peyton's point of view, mm-hmm. which I love dual point of view books. And so you can kind of see that that's a little bit conflicting for yeah. Kai in terms of like, everybody's seeing this, including mm-hmm. my dad. And my brother. So, you know, he's supposed to kind of come off as this super vicious person to the kingdom. And so, yeah, it's complicated.
It's complicated. So it's dual point of view. When you are switching between the points of view, does it feel like the tone is different, the writing style is different, or does it kind of flow through the whole novel?
It flows pretty flawlessly. Mm-hmm. I would say this is a super easy read.
Okay.
Like, I was able to just devour through this. It's not like, yes, there's like the magic and the world building, but it's just very like,
yeah,
very simple magic. There's a kingdom, there's trials, like you said, deadly obstacle course, get from the beginning to the end. And then I really like the conflict aspect, you know, mm-hmm. of like her. I like when there's secrets, and I like the whole idea of like, you know, seeing her point of view and how she sees things of like her, because it's like we know her secret. So we know that Peyton isn't ordinary. So it's interesting seeing the things that she does to try to conceal that. And then it's interesting seeing Kai's point of view, where he's just like, wow, like she's such a talented sidekick. You know, like
she's so good at this.
She's so good at this. How would she know that? Or him just kind of being a little like, whenever she would do things, he would say like that he wasn't sure if like she did it purposely, mm-hmm. or if she said something purposely, because he was just like, she probably like saw that happen already, or saw this conversation happen already, which is why she reacted that way, because she's psychic. While at the whole time we're just kind of like, hee-hee-hee, dummy.
So at what point does she have a chance to interact with Kit? Because it sounds like she's pretty busy.
Okay, so the base where they're at, it's like, it's actually in the castle.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. And so they all like stay, basically there's like kind of one big hallway that they reserve from the kingdom for all of the challengers, and even Kai has to stay in that wing just to kind of make it fair and even. And so Kit tends to come around and hang out with them all the time with all of them, because they're all like the same age.
Yeah.
And then they all have breakfast and dinner together every night, and the king and queen and Kit join in, and they throw balls, like multiple of them. Mm-hmm. That was actually, I saw a critique of somebody that didn't like this book, that they said like, you'll like this book if you like
prom,
like it's similar. Yeah, they were just like, if you like balls, and by balls I mean like dancing and prom, because it very much, there is a lot of parties. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is that. But I enjoyed them.
It's like the Olympic Village.
Yes, I enjoyed
Live
them.
Live fast, die young.
Yes. Live fast, die young. Da, 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 I don't know. But I like them because each time it's like the tension grew. Because at this point, like at each ball, it's like there's less challengers. And now it's getting more tense, because it's kind
so
of like, because it's kind of like, okay, who's going to win this? And it starts getting more tense because it's like, you know, attachments start being formed, friendships mm-hmm. start being formed, and it's like only one can win. So you kind of just, they all start,
do they
kind of
die, or can you just fail?
They can fail. Okay. but some of them do die, because again, yeah, like, you know, they're like, you want to win, and if you want a little flag at the end of this trial, mm-hmm. it's almost like the king sets things up so that they would be forced to fight each other.
Yeah. Some of you may die.
Yes.
That's a price I'm willing to pay.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's where we see a lot of Kit's interactions, because the queen also requires that everybody must take a date to these balls. And so usually amongst the contestants, they'll kind of like pair up and be like, all right, we're going together.
Just like, I hate to see single nerds at my party.
Yes. Nobody can come and be by themselves at the party. And if they don't have a date, then she assigns them one. And so pretty much for every single ball, Kit asks Peyton. And so that's kind of like what I think is interesting about the balls, to see, you know, like where that goes. And then storyline wise, this is a trilogy.
Okay.
So there will be two other books. One of them coming out the second book is coming out this summer, which I'm super excited for, because mm-hmm. I will say this does, just like y'all know how fantasy goes. Mm-hmm. There's always some sort of big plot twist cliffhanger that happens at the end. I truly enjoyed the plot twist cliffhanger that happened at the end of this one. I thought it was pretty fun.
Kit is also ordinary?
That would be something.
That would be something.
No, it's not that. I'll never say, because everyone knows that Kathy hates spoilers.
She does.
I would never spoil it for you.
What's the next book called?
The next book is called Reckless. So it's okay. Powerless, Reckless, and then I don't know what the next one is.
It's one word titles. I can't remember them for the life
yeah.
of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I don't know what the third one's going to be. I don't know. What comes after Reckless?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Priceless.
Priceless.
That's better than what I was thinking.
My first bit was Shameless, and I was like, already a TV show, Katie.
Yes.
Can't name it Shameless.
Can't name it that.
Oh, gosh.
But yes, so it wasn't like one of those Iron Flame plot twist. It wasn't like one of those Iron Flame plot twist endings that I was mad about.
Yeah.
It was one that I was like, oh, this just got good.
Okay.
This just got really interesting.
It wasn't too much of a twist where you were like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. It's like I describe it like, no, I can't say.
Nothing that that's okay. That's also a spoiler.
Yes, everything is a spoiler.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you found one in the YA section, because I think the, not downside, but a lot of these are very popular online, and the downside is that a lot of them are very, maybe not appropriate for all ages of teens, which is, you know, a lot of teens are online.
Yes.
And I feel like it's always good to have one that has that same, like, fast reading quality, the same, like, outline, the same, like, fun reading style, but is an option for people who don't want it to be quite as adult as some of them can be.
Yeah, 100%. This one, I will say, it was a comfort read for me. Like, mm-hmm. It's not one that you have to sit there and really analyze too hard. It's a quick read. It's a lot of fun. Super fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
The language is also, you know, super easy.
Yeah.
She's super easy to understand. And then in terms of, like, just vulgarity, it's like, yes, just like Hunger Games. I would say it's probably even just like the books, the Hunger Games books, I would mm-hmm. say it's like the same level of gore. It's not,
okay.
you know, anything.
Yeah.
It's not anything too crazy that, like, would be, you know, too much.
A nice PG-13.
A nice PG-13. It's slow burn, and, you know, just like a lot like other YAs, you know, the whole love triangle situation. We see that a lot in YA novels. Slow burn. I think the most, like, intense thing that happens in this book is there's a kiss. It might progress, you know, like sometimes mm-hmm. happens in with novels as it, like, moves further in the trilogy. But as for this one, it's extremely PG-13. It's okay. Just it's a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
All right. That's all the questions I can think of.
Do you have anything else that you wanted to add about the book?
I guess probably just common tropes that you can find in this. I would say that it's a classic enemies to lovers.
Got to, yeah.
Force, 100% force proximity.
Yeah. Love triangle.
Love triangle.
Obviously.
Yes. Morally gray, you know.
Yeah, morally gray.
Just, you know, should I kill this ordinary? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Pretty badass main female character. Mm-hmm. There's some times where I, like, will read, especially with fantasy, and I just am getting the ick from the main female character or even the main male character.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes feel like maybe an author is just doing too much of, like, trying to make them too stabby.
Or making somebody too helpless is my big
Or too helpless.
There's a nice in-between where you're, like, competent but not magic.
Right. Exactly. I really like the characters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing us a YA fantasy to recommend.
Yes, of course.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.